You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
You're listening to Rebel Radio with your host, Malika Bella. Lyrics locals love on the Rebel HD2.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Rebel Radio here with Malika Bella. Our next guest is actually Herschel Martinez. Welcome to the studio.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
So, I don't know what we're talking about today, but is there anything enlightening that you want to share?
I guess we could talk about life and how everything is being in Las Vegas. And okay. We could talk about sports and concerts and stuff that are recently new within the town. So.
Okay, yeah. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're a Vegas local, right?
Yes, I am a unicorn, as they say. I am born and raised 30 years. I was born in UMC, if anyone knows where that's at. I lived my entire life in Henderson, and then grew up in Las Vegas area of 89123. And then eventually, for some apparent reason, it changed to 89183. So I don't know. It was kind of weird.
When was like, that change?
When I was in middle school to like high school. And then there was like one, which I'll get into. Don't get me wrong. Like, it was kind of interesting knowing that I lived on the 89123 side. And then literally one street over was the Henderson 89052 side. So, I don't know. It's kind of confusing, but...
Well, that change is what they call a Mandela effect. So, the whole world has shifted. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, so your whole time in Vegas, you've talked about, like, changes and things here, like, seeing it live, like, as you've been raised here.
Yeah.
So, like, what are some of the changes?
Obviously, a lot of the attractions that we currently have, like, we never really had... such an explosion of sports. Granted, obviously sports betting was always there, but like the attraction of just sports and new shows and a lot of production, even with current things that are sort of happening with Mark Wahlberg and his production studio that's going to be in Summerlin.
Yeah, so we're going to be Hollywood 2.0, apparently.
Yeah, I'm not all too happy about it, because I genuinely don't want it to be such an emergence of place. Like, I get it, we're entertainment, and we have people that come into town for the entertainment aspect, but eventually now it shifted to, like, food. Like, there's a bunch of pristine chefs coming in and making their own restaurants, and just it's no longer the entertainment capital anymore, but I feel like it's sort of shifted. So I guess we're trying to become the entertainment capital again, because prior, like years before now, it was all food. We had zero entertainment here.
Well, how do you define entertainment?
Shows. Massive shows and concerts that would come into town. And then the emergence of the food came into play after not a lot of people were attending events anymore. They, you know, it's very difficult to sort of describe, but a lot of emergence for food came into play. And now, not only that, but now it's such a massive thing where people come into town just to try the foods. And it's not even about the concert experience. You know, so the MSG, the giant crystal ball that we have in town, like, yeah, there's not much for entertainment besides like the Vegas Golden Knights or, yeah, pretty much that's it. Like, people come into town to watch the Knights for hockey, and we weren't a hockey town, but the emergence of it is, it's great for the city as well too.
So what are your thoughts on the Sphere, like with that? Mixed feelings?
Yeah, I it's a lot of mixed feelings. It's, I don't feel like we needed another thing, you know, because it's like a concert hall. So I feel like we didn't really necessarily need another entertainment aspect of concert if we already had T-Mobile Arena for it or, you know, the Grand Garden. So
I think part of, and I'm undecided with how I feel about it, but I think part of the allure is that it's like on the strip, the visual aspect, right? The outside, what they do with it.
Not sure.
So how do you feel about that? Is that unnecessary?
Yeah, I feel like we already have enough lights as it is. And if you ever driven in that area, it is the absolute worst because you have people just casually taking pictures in the middle of the street. And that is kind of equally sad because if traffic is going and the light is green, people are going to get hit. Like, come on, what are we doing in that corner? And then the monorail's over there too. And it's just a bunch of confusion on that corner.
Yeah, Confusion Corner. Yeah. I like it. That's the name of this episode. No, I'm just kidding. There's large crowds of people, and I understand that. Like, it's expensive, but also there's a sense of privilege that comes into it. Like, ticket costs and everything else, even F1. It's just, like, people are getting a sense of entitlement, and they're like, I paid for this. Like, where's my entertainment now? And I don't know what's to come because I don't want things to turn into riots. I don't want things to turn into, like, this really heated situation where
you have like Fremont,
yeah,
where now on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays they have to like stop and like you have to stand in a line to go through a metal detector because of people ruining like fun. Like, nah, I can't imagine stuff like in casinos, like metal detectors in casinos. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
It's disappointing.
People ruin the fun. Sure.
Yeah. So speaking of Fremont, though, with everything that the Strip is becoming, how do you feel about downtown?
Personally, I still love it. Like, I really do. Back when I was a lot younger, I used to go maybe like 2-3 times just to go and drink and bar hop. And that was, It was fun because obviously I really didn't want to be a part of the Vegas experience on the Strip, because obviously no, like us locals don't really go to the Strip unless we work there or we have some sort of business. But other than that, it's just such a tourist trap. Every casino is always trying to get you to buy something, or they want you to stay, or they're handing out coupons. So like I said, one massive, I get it, it's a business, but it's like a massive advertisement as well too. But in comparison to the Fremont experience, no one's trying to sell you on anything besides the entertainers that are outside, which now they can't even leave their circle. So
yeah.
Another thing I also really enjoy about the Fremont experience as well too is they're starting to revamp the artists that are coming for free shows.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Like, I would have never expected some of the bands to even show up during like summertime. Yeah. Summertime here is absolutely crazy.
Summer nights still so hot.
Somehow it manages to be 100 and it's like 2 a.m.
The hottest show, which like in both meanings of the word, like my favorite concert I've been to was actually All American Rejects at Fremont.
Nice.
Best, just like on stage, like best engagement of the crowd. It's just really nostalgic songs. The crowd was just amazing. It's just crazy. But it was hot.
Yep.
Drenched in sweat.
Yep. Yep.
But still worth it.
Summers here are no joke. They are completely no joke.
So what are some artists that you've seen on Fremont?
None. None? To be honest with you, because I don't want to experience the amount of crowd that it brings. It's just really a lot of people. It's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's, you get what you kind of, because it's free. And then there's like random people who are like just drunk, traveling. They don't even know. And they're like, oh, what's going on down here? And you're like, move. Like, I'm here for somebody else. And I mean, I've seen Smash Mouth, which was so funny. Also Katy Perry, like randomly flying in for their new like Slotzilla kind of thing. Like,
oh yeah,
they have the Viva Vision. Like, I don't know if you're aware of like the Viva Vision thing, but that's the visual aspect. Like, they have so many it's a lot of money in tech, but they created a visual like component for songs that go on every single night at like specific time frames.
So yes, so going with that, funny enough, I remember that as like a little kid. I remember watching The Lion King, and that is one of my favorite movies of all time. The Lion King. I was like a little piece of like walking around, you know. That was one of my very first memories of being with my family and mother and father. So first experiences for Fremont. So yeah. And now if you go down there, they're just like I said, a song is being advertised or like a artist is being advertised on the overpass on the above, which is cool. Yeah. So Fremont experience is, it's always interesting having to go downtown now. And you know, when my family comes in, I always have to take them downtown. Cause I'm like, strip is nice, but you got to look at the real Vegas. Like you got to see how it is down here. I feel like it's a lot more entertaining than the actual physical strip, you know? I feel like I always catch myself sort of dancing on the Fremont experience somehow.
What do you mean sort of dancing?
Sort of, okay, so it's either you're in or you're out, like sort of a feel. But sometimes I'll be passing like a group and they'll play a really good song, like, you know, like an entertainer. That's their thing, which is just to play off of a boombox and get everyone to tip them, you know. But the sort of aspect is like walking by and listening to the song and like semi-grooving but not actually physically stopping and like facing them and starting to dance. It's more like a quick movement and then just walking, you know. That's like a sort of a dance, like paying attention to it but then not really paying attention to it, but just
it's like a little nod, walk, you know.
Yeah. So that's the sort of dance. I go to a lot of concerts. That's what I can definitely say as well too. Not necessarily a lot of indie ones, but I've back when I first started listening to music, I always listened to a lot of female artists.
What do you mean when you started listening to music?
When I actually physically started hearing and listening to music. So and when I was raised by women, I was raised by my great grandma, and my great grandma was always closer to my aunt Ivania and my aunt Norma. And so I was always raised by aunts, you know.
A whole colony.
A colony.
just kidding.
Yeah. And so my first like introduction to music and what music was during the 90s. Yes, there was the boy bands, but it was a lot of, since I was hanging out with a lot of females, which were my cousins, I got introduced to female artists such as Brandy, Destiny's Child, Britney Spears, you know, Christina Aguilera. So I got introduced to like female artists first and then, you know, everything else. So that was my upbringing. I go to concerts a lot. I've gone to a substantial amount. I would probably say from the year of 2012 to now, maybe a good 250 to 300 concerts. My hearing is shot, like horribly, like ringing in the ears. Granted, now, as of like 6 or 7 years ago, I finally started using earplugs because I thought I was a cool kid by not wearing the earplugs. And now I'm just like, I can't hear. And it's also equally sad because now, you know, the older I get, the more I'm like, huh? Huh? What did you say? Did you say something? And it's just like a casual like conversation that we're sort of having. And sometimes I won't even hear something out of my right ear, which is horribly, like I said, shot. My left ear is cool. Right, not so much anymore. But going on to sort of relate everything together, I love entertainment. I love being able to go to events. I love the Knights. I love Aviators. I love, you know, hockey stuff. Even with UNLV, funny enough, I gotta shout like UNLV hockey out. They are so cool. They are so dope to go and see. And I love the turnout of UNLV students there. It is absolutely amazing. Like, I had never thought college students would get behind something such as a sport. Granted, obviously, like I said, hockey, blah, 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 you know, but it's hockey, UNLV, like UNLV hockey, crazy. Anyways, just that's, yeah, like concerts were a means of ways to get out and enjoy, like not being, how would I say it? Like it was like a getaway.
Yeah.
For reality for a bit. And it was also equally nice being able to listen to the CDs and the artists and the music and the songs, and then actually having to see it live. Amazing. So
wait, what's a CD?
No. Yeah, no. What is that? Is that a floppy? Wait, I can't even say that either. I can't even say floppy disk, because you'd be like, what's a floppy disk? Yeah, I still collect CDs to this day as well, too. I'm very old-fashioned. I'm very personable. I love being able to go face-to-face with someone. I love having something physical, such as tickets. So majority of my tickets are all paperweight, just tickets. With the wristbands that I have, obviously you can't really, some of them don't really give you tickets.
Yeah, they're e-tickets.
Correct. Now they're e-tickets. But back, they used to physically give you a ticket. Or sometimes when they didn't, I would physically go there, get the discount, and then get the ticket. Because I wanted that extra feel of being like, oh, I went to this show. Oh, I went to that show. Oh, yeah, I remember I went to this show.
It's a nostalgic and tangible aspect of the show. And just having like that memorabilia, it's really cool too. Correct. So you said like 250, 300 concerts over the years. And I'm assuming most of those were local. But really just the aspect of like, well, real quick. Imagine like how much money that's amassed. Like that's crazy, the cost.
Yeah.
Like, what would you even guess?
Oh. Just
throw a number out there.
Probably good to, ooh.
Like even what you spend in a year. I don't know.
Now I feel like I spend a lot more money on tickets now than I ever spent in my entire life. I can't believe some of the tickets prices are absolutely horrible. But yeah. If I had to give a number, it'd probably be in the like 10K to like 15. But that's also, that's tickets as well too. And if they actually physically don't give me a ticket, I actually buy a shirt there too, which... Shirts used to be $20, but now they're like 60, 65, $75. Can't afford that anymore. So I feel like sometimes at the same exact time, I feel like the concert experience is also equally dead or dying because of that. Because of people who are reselling. They grab these tickets and they manage to just try to sell them and try to flip them as much as you can. There's been certain instances where I, like my friend and I, who I love going to concerts with as well too, Florence, we'll look at tickets, we'll look at them, we'll marinate on them, as I like to say, and then literally the next day, sold out. Then we'll go and look at the resales. A ticket that costs $20 is like $120. People are just trying to get their money, yeah, you know?
Get rich quick and just buying out like... everything.
This is like the thing with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And the resells. Like there was
a whole thing about Ticketmaster.
Yeah, which owns everything. Mm-hmm. Like Ticketweb, Ticketfly. I remember having to go through these as well too. And then Eventbrite is another one. Mm-hmm. Ticketmaster is just, I feel like, one giant monopoly at this point. I feel like there has to be some sort of competition toward them to be like, hey, we do our stuff cheaper than these people. So, you know, if there's competition, you have to lower it. Because more people are going to gravitate to the other company if they're cheaper than a one. But
yeah. And do you think technology kind of caused that? Like the ease of like having things online and like via apps?
I feel like the accessibility of it did ruin it too. The fact that we do have our phones immediately and the fact that everything's now fast paced, I feel like it did semi-ruin it as well too.
So speaking of phones, what's your opinion on like people on their phones in concerts?
So I used to be one of those people, funny enough. I used to just record it because obviously I'm like, you know, I want to have this for memory. Then long behold, when I didn't have any space on my phone, I would have to go back and be like, was this really worth it? And then I would delete that video that I spent, you know, 1 minute, 2 minutes on, or a picture. And then obviously with more space, you have more stuff. But now more or less it's, I take a picture or two, or I take a video of my favorite song or songs now. And I just laugh at these people, and I get it, because if you want to truly feel a concert experience, just like any event as well too, you have to be off your phone. It's like, it's so mainstream to say, but I feel like in order for you to fully grasp it, you have to be off your phone.
Yeah, it's kind of like this tug and pull, because you want to remember it, but also like to remember it, you have to be immersed and like in it, right?
That's why I said, I'm like, I usually grab something. Mm-hmm. Like with the Knights games, I usually grab a puck. Like a puck. If it is the very first time seeing the game, then I go and grab the puck, which is funny enough. I actually found another stack of like 15 pucks, like in my room, that I did not even remember I had. And I have a lot of pucks as well too, from a lot of games. But same thing goes with concerts as well too. If I don't get a concert ticket, it's buying a shirt, sort of just to remember it, or some sort of like remembrance of it, of that moment. Or sometimes it's a something that I have an emotion or a feeling towards when it comes to a shirt. So even if I do necessarily get that ticket, I still grab a shirt because I'm like, I want to help out, you know. They do get a portion of like the bands or artists, because I listen to a lot of hardcore rap, not hardcore rap. Well, yeah, actually, I listen to a lot of metal, like pop punk, pop, you know, medleys of stuff. And the scene was also interesting as well too, because I used to have a lot of friends in the scene, and I would be like, oh yeah, let me try to support you guys. And all that money that they would get from the, you know, their merch, it would be theirs. So it would help them travel out. So I feel like I still have to sort of do that till this day, even though these bands are still mainstream. Like, they're very popular, because the companies will still take money from the merch that they made, and the rest of it goes to the band, you know? So yeah. I feel like I if I like them enough, I'll go physically buy a shirt from them.
Yeah, back to like you being old fashioned and stuff, especially with music. So collecting CDs, a lot of memorabilia. What's your opinion on vinyls? Because now it's become such a like a mainstream thing, and it takes away from the experience, in my opinion.
I actually own a bunch of vinyls.
As do I.
I actually do. This was before the
craze.
Yeah,
in like 2014.
The craze of Urban Outfitter, where they're like, mm-hmm. you know, buy a vinyl, buy the player, buy, you know. I feel like I was, once again, always mainstream, or like, you know, it's horrible to say, but yeah, and I feel like I sound old. I was on the left side of the bell curve of when it happened, and so I remember. I was influenced by a gal who had a vinyl player. I'm like, oh, that's actually pretty cool. Like, I've seen them obviously growing up, because I live in the 90s and my family would always play. And then you would always have this, like the giant, crazy looking radio set with the stereo systems. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so this girl influenced me to want to buy one. And so I did. And then I started collecting vinyls a lot. Granted, I stopped because they're $35 to $50 now because of these people who are buying it. But I feel like we're all sort of reverting back to something like a 90s nostalgic feel. Because if you go to Urban Outfitters, you see cassettes and 8-tracks. Mm-hmm. Like, who in their mind is going to be like, oh, I'm a Gen Z-er or
well, it's because
listening to a cassette tape, you know?
They've been, okay, I feel like from a company mindset,
crazy.
They've sold, the market is saturated. They've it sold is. As much as they could. So they're like, what is something new? How about going to something old? So it's just wild in, as a business, like in a business perspective, just being, I don't know, it's just so crazy. It really is. It's so smart.
I feel like schemey. I feel like they profited on nostalgic feel.
Yeah, for some people it's nostalgic, right? But like physically, like they remember having those.
Or like yeah, it's
but nostalgic. For other people it's something nostalgic. Brand new.
Yeah. Crazy. So,
yeah.
I watched some of these videos of like the Fine Brothers, I forget, the React channel. And then they're like, oh yeah, react to this. And then the kids would be like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, for example, I was about to say floppy disk. Mm-hmm. You said, oh, CD, what is that? Oh yeah, it's like a floppy disk. Oh wait, I can't say that because you don't That's know what older. A floppy disk. Yeah. Exactly. Like,
you could say it's like a DVD. Maybe they know what that is.
Yeah.
Then it turned to Blu-ray and then.
Exactly. But
I mean, VHS, like all these different technologies that change several industries, and we don't have to get into it, but just like even Blockbuster and Netflix, that's just crazy.
Yeah, they Blockbuster fumbled the bag on that one. They massively fumbled the bag because they offered them.
Yeah.
They said, hey, and Blockbuster was like, nah.
Laughed in their face.
We're fine. We don't need your service. We're fine. And then that's when Redbox happened, and then Netflix.
Yeah, I don't know, just music, entertainment, sports. We even talk about gambling, but I mean kind of sports betting, but not really. There's just so much going on in Vegas.
There are. It is. It's crazy.
And I know talking to locals and they're like, oh my god, you're a unicorn. That's actually not a thing anymore, because
it's not.
There's so many people here. No.
People will pass it off as they are.
And as big as the city is, it's such a small town. It really is. Somebody knows somebody else, somebody knows somebody else. It's wild. And I don't want us to lose that connectivity with as commercialized as it's becoming, with you even saying like advertisements at every corner turning into like a Times Square kind of thing. No shade to New York, but Vegas has that community feel, and that's what makes us different, and I don't want us to lose that.
No, never. We as the locals are the only people that are sort of trying our best to sort of keep that upkeep it by being like, yeah, we're still locals. Why haven't you left? Because we love our city. That's why. Good and bad, we love our city. That's it. Got a lot of roots here.
We do.
I feel like I love my city too much. I love Vegas. Just support the locals. That's it. I feel like I could just set my roots here.
Yeah. Well, Herschel Lewis Martinez. No, just kidding.
I felt that.
Hershey, what else do you want to tell the audience? Is there anything else?
Not really. I love you guys. For anybody who is listening to this, like, I love you. You're awesome. Whatever happened today. You know,
he's speaking to himself, so he's going to be listening to.
Obviously, I'm going to try to listen to myself too. But for the viewers and listeners as well too, once again, love you. You're doing great, doing amazing. Keep pushing, and eventually you'll eventually land where you want to be if you just keep trying.
Yeah, keep flying. No.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Are there any socials that you want to plug?
It's just IG, just Instagram. It's at Hersh Dersh, which is a really funny story as well, too. At Hersh Dersh, H-E-R-S-H-D-E-R-S-H.
You have passed the spelling bee. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to Rebel Radio. This, again, has been your host, Malika Bella, here signing off. Make sure that you listen and follow. You can find us on Instagram at rebelradio.fm. And yeah, let me know if you have any friends who are local artists, or if you yourself are a local artist. Hit me up if you want to be featured on the show. So yeah, thanks for listening. Peace.
Love you.
Thank you for listening to Rebel Radio with Malika Bella. Lyrics locals love. On the Rebel HD2.